And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Cottonwood Area Transit, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Sherrick Insurance. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Hey, it was raining out there as I was driving over from the chamber over to the studio here. Got some little spits. You know how that just usually spits enough to get your windshield dirty. But as I pulled into the parking lot, it was coming down a little bit harder, enough to make my automatic windshield wipers turn on. So, maybe there's some monsoons in our future. Everybody keep your fingers crossed, because as I told somebody, they asked where the monsoons were. I said, oh, heck, I think they took a leave of absence this year. But hopefully I see a little precipitation in our future, and it looks like we're going to have something. So if we can get through a few more weeks of this month and have, you know, the monsoons back, it would sure make life a whole lot easier and for all of us. So again, keep your fingers crossed. And if you know, look out there. I got out of the car and I thought, oh, it's raining. I don't want to get wet. And I thought, oh, yes, I do. I do want to get wet. Just bring it. Bring it. I'm going to revel in it, because really after a couple of 3 weeks and 90 degree days, you know, that's just about enough. That's just about enough. So come on. Let's get it back to normal, guys. All right. We got a good show for you today. But one of the things I want to mention is coming up on Thursday, August 29th, is Teacher Appreciation Day at Papa Murphy's. And who doesn't appreciate our teachers? They've been back to school, almost a month now, and getting all the kiddos back trained into study habits and classroom decorum and all that kind of stuff. So what better way to say thank you? So Papa Murphy's is doing a great thank you. All teachers and faculty receive 50% off their pizzas. 50% off, and Papa John's has some really great pizzas. So show your school faculty ID, and you can get 50% off on your pizza at Papa Murphy's. We've got one in Prescott Valley located over by Kohl's, right in that Kohl's shopping center. And I know there's one in Prescott. I'm just not sure where it is. I've seen it, because I travel all over the Quad Cities and see a lot of things. But, again, if you're in Prescott Valley, all my teacher friends, faculty, step people, you got your ID, go over to Papa Murphy's on Thursday night and get 50% off your pizza. All right, we're going to take a short break here, and when we come back, my first guest is somebody new to our community. We're really excited to introduce you to him, Joshua Harper with Yavapai College. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. Cold weather will be here before you know it. Now is the time to save money this winter with our pre-buy program. You can purchase all or part of the propane you think you'll use between October and March at a guaranteed low rate. If you don't use it all, we'll credit your account. This deal is only good while supplies last, so order today. Go to BarrettPropane.com or call us at 636-1600. That's 636-1600. And don't forget, we're the local guys. When you buy here, your money stays here. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
It's monsoon season. You know what that means. Mud. Prescott Dirt is here to help. This is Sam from Prescott Dirt. We can keep the mud out of your way and even slow down erosion, keeping your bank in place. Nobody wants their yard moving around by itself. No truck, no problem. Prescott Dirt delivers. Find us in Prescott and Prescott Valley to set up delivery or pickup. And you can find us online at PrescottDirt.com. Keep your yard beautiful with Prescott Dirt.
Get ready for Celebrate Life Health Expo 2019, sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The biggest and best expo yet awaits you on Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Findlay Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Enjoy health, wellness, and fitness activities for all ages. Connect with organizations that promote healthy lifestyle activities, such as hiking and biking. Enjoy self-defense, chair yoga, and recipe demonstrations, and enter drawings for the chance to win a Fitbit and other great prizes. Make it a mega celebration by exploring the world's only larger-than-life walkthrough exhibits of the human body, mega body, and mega heart, as well as colossal colon. Bring the whole family to YRMC's Celebrate Life Health Expo at the Findlay Toyota Center in Prescott Valley, Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, visit YRMCHealthConnect.org.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
Well, I did not get it right. I not only have one, I have two fabulous people from Yavapai College. I've got Joshua Harper. He's the new choral professor there. Welcome, Joshua.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Great to have you. And then joining us is Lori Vodica. Lori, what's your title?
Everything. Administrative assistant.
She does
instructional support.
She schedules the guests. She works with us on all of the shows, making sure the proper promotion is done. And she's amazing. And she is actually going to be performing in Phantom of the Opera.
She is.
Yay,
my very first musical. Never, ever, ever have I done it.
Here you've shared about them. We've talked them up on radio and just loved on all the musicals. And now you're actually a part of one.
It's pretty scary.
I'm sure you're going to be awesome because Joshua, holy smokes, how long have you been here now?
It's about my third week here in the Prescott area, and I'm really loving it so far.
Well, let's find out a little bit about you. Where are you from?
Well, I'm from Huntsville, Alabama, originally. Then I did my undergrad in Nashville, spent some time up in New England doing my master's, and then the last 3 years I've been in Bloomington, Indiana, finishing up my doctorate in choral conducting at the Jacobs School of Music.
So is this like Dr. Joshua Harper?
I've got to defend my dissertation in January, but pretty soon. We can have me back when you call me Dr. Joshua Harper. Soon.
No, once you're in our circle, you're just one of the gang, and we don't even go there.
I actually prefer that, so let's stick with Joshua. That's fine with me.
One of the pals. So, obviously, Yavapai College put out a notice of looking for somebody for the choral department, and you saw it.
Yeah, they did a national search. It was listed across on all the big chronicles of education, and there was a three-round process, and so I feel really lucky to be here because I think they were really ready to have somebody who could take this program and move it in a new direction that would both be good for the college and for the music program, and I'm really happy that it's me.
Right. Well, we are too. I mean, it's radio, so they really can't tell. He's very youthful looking. I mean, your experience, you know, you've got just a tremendous amount of experience, and yet you look so youthful.
Thank you. I will take that as a huge compliment.
It's a very compliment. We're not going to ID you if you buy a cocktail. You
know? No, I think it really is an exciting chance for me to bring some energy not only to the students but also the community because I'm very passionate about music and about choral singing and the sort of community that I can bring to a community, a kind of community within one. And so I'm really excited. I think there's so much potential here in this area and at the college, and already I've been off running trying to make that vision start taking shape.
So what have you been doing now since you've been here so many weeks? I know that you're doing working with the choral part of Phantom of the Opera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm preparing the chorus.
You're getting
Phantom
Laurie
of the Opera.
Ready.
Yes, Laurie, getting her to hit all the high notes. Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
For but sure. Then on top of that, I conduct the master chorale. I conduct the chamber singers and then the community chorale as well. And so that's just, you know, really whatever age or whatever skill level you're at, there's a place for you to sing at Yavapai. And that's been the message I've been trying to get out. Community chorale is an unauditioned group. You sign up for it at the beginning of the semester and you show up. And we'll sit you down and we'll give you some music and I'll do the rest. But then we have audition groups like the Master Chorale, which perform major works with full orchestra, then Chamber Singers, which meets during the week, during the day.
Now, is Chamber Singers audition?
Chamber Singers is auditioned. It's a short, quick audition process. And
well,
again,
explain what Chamber Singers are. I think some of the others, people will recognize Master Chorale. But what specifically makes Chamber Singers?
Chamber Singers is at the moment and probably moving forward, it's comprised of more traditional age students. So let's say 18 to 24. And we cover a wide variety of repertoire, whether it's, you know, Renaissance polyphony, or we're doing some jazz standards arranged by, you know, like Deke Sharon from Pitch Perfect. And so more complex harmonies and kind of tougher stuff, but really beautiful and rewarding music. And that's what we're hoping to take Chamber Singers and make it really a group that can go out into the community and share our love and share our passion for music. So this semester, it's 17 singers, and it's mostly, again, new students at the college starting the Performing Arts Associate degree. And we're just really, I'm really excited. We've only had 3 rehearsals, but there's just an energy that I'm really pumped about.
Wow, that's terrific. Yeah. Now, let's talk about how things are going with Phantom, okay? Let's remind everybody, Yavapai College's production of Phantom of the Opera will be in November. Laurie is picking up the dates as we speak, but...
It's going to be exciting. I mean, I've been a part of a lot of different musicals, and even within the first few weeks, there is just a buzz within the cast, and we are making just some phenomenal sounds. I mean, we've been working on Masquerade and the opening Hannibal sequence, and it's just awesome. I mean, this is a show everybody knows, everybody loves, but I've never seen it. I mean, I used to sing it, you know, all the time, but I've never seen it. And so now here
Seriously?
We are, yeah, right here in Prescott, and we're doing it. And we're really doing it at a high level. We're putting a lot of attention into it, and I just can't wait to see what's going to happen. I think it's going to be really exciting.
Well, Laurie, I'm going to jump over to you, too, because before you got here last spring, they did Mary Poppins.
Mm-hmm.
That was phenomenal.
Yeah. Oh,
I
my
mean,
gosh.
Just hit it out of the park for a college to be putting on a production of that professional caliber. It was absolutely amazing. And I can see how Phantom just fits. Phantom of the Opera has not been in Arizona or on stage around for quite a long time. We mm-hmm. all know it because mm-hmm. it was everywhere for such a long time. I saw
right.
it. I've seen it 5 times. Well, I move around the theater. You
okay,
know, I'd
okay.
see I was down 4 rows from the stage one time and up on the
yes.
balcony another time. Mm-hmm. You know, different perspectives when you see Phantom of the Opera because mm-hmm. it is so magnificent and large.
Grand show.
So you see it differently.
Yeah.
Up
mm-hmm.
close is one respect, but then when you get the whole vision from up in the balcony or in the higher, back in the higher rows. So, I mean, if you want to see it twice and just mm-hmm. get seats in different places is what I would recommend because I think it's going to be just phenomenal. I do know a lot of the cast members that are performing mm-hmm. and Andre, he and I performed in the Teen Summer Stock at Prescott Center for the Arts in Footloose.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Footloose awesome. And Grease. I know him for both being in high school and playing that before he, now to see him with that title. Andre mm-hmm. Sylvester is just, makes my
awesome.
Heart just.
Well, coming from the Beast.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes. Well, and there's 8 performances of Phantom 2, which mm-hmm. is awesome. And so, like you said, with this grand of a show and this awesome of a show right here in our town, you know, to have that opportunity, I think is going to be awesome, and you're going to want to come back and see it again. Mm-hmm. But you need to get your tickets now because
oh,
they are selling so fast, which is exciting. But that's why we have 8 performances. But I really want to just encourage everybody. This is not something you're going to want to miss, but it's something you'll need to go ahead and get your tickets
to. And how
to.
Exciting that you just show up in town and, hey,
oh,
I'm the new kid
I
in the
know.
Bucket. Oh, by the way, you are
right.
You know,
so we
conducting
were going-
or directing. No, I got 10 more minutes with him. No, okay. Now I got to talk faster. So for you
it's
to
amazing.
Have this opportunity.
I feel so
exciting.
Lucky. So lucky.
Laurie, when are the performances?
Okay, we've got November, I can't read, 15th. I'm sorry, November 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th, 21st, 22nd,
23rd and 24th.
Right.
So there's one show each day, mm-hmm. and we put in a couple of 3 o'clock. So on the 16th, it's at the 3 o'clock, and then both Sundays are the 3 o'clock.
Wonderful. So you walk in. So we were talking earlier. You do lessons.
I do.
You
private voice lessons.
You know, teach then at the college.
Mm-hmm. Music theory, music appreciation. Yeah.
My gosh.
And then the choirs. I really love music.
And you've got a
voice class 1 and 2, which
class,
prepares us.
Voice class.
Okay. It prepares us for the voice lessons. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't taken voice lessons before, you want to go into that class, and that way you'll feel a little more comfortable.
Is that through the college or?
Mm-hmm. Through the college, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the one you can register for, and it will just get you prepped before you head into the private voice studio.
Right.
So we got 10 students in there. It's a group voice lesson twice a week. Tons of fun.
Well, it's keeping you busy. We've got 2 more performances that you're doing. Let's mention those real quick, but I'll bring you back so we can talk about those in depth.
Sure. Yeah, we've got Tapestry of Song coming up October 20th. That's going to be the Chamber Singers, Women's Chorale, conducted by Arlene Hardy, and then the Master Chorale, which we're doing Haydn's Pauken Messe with full orchestra, so you really want to be there for that. It's one of the great works of the classical era. And then as well, we have Let the Season Begin on December 7th, which is just a wonderful celebration, great way to start off the holiday season. All the choruses, all the instrumentalists, and then we're flying in a tenor soloist from New York City. So that's a one-night-only event, and it's going to be really exciting.
Right, and I'd asked you about that. Why? Because you said you do it every other year, because this year you do that, and you alternate it with the Messiah.
With Messiah, exactly.
Oh,
and
right.
So 2 great holiday traditions we try to rotate. So it's why all the more reason you want to come, because you don't get another chance until, 2021. So.
Uh-huh, it goes by so fast. So mm-hmm. ycpac.com?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You can get tickets for Phantom, also any of the other performances.
Right. Everything is on their calendar, and you can buy it anytime.
Well, Joshua, I'm going to say welcome.
Thank you
so much.
Your
energy is inspiring. You really make me want to sing again.
Come on.
And I'm excited about that. Maybe just do something crazy and throw myself back into singing. I always love to sing. And Lori, I am so excited to see you on stage. Oh my gosh. Seeing you in the audience wandering around helping people.
Yeah.
You're going to be on stage.
You won't know who I am. I'll have a mask.
Well, I say break a leg, darling, because I don't know who you are.
Thank you.
All the best.
Thank you so much.
I'm excited to have you. Excited
to
have
here.
You as part
Can't
of
wait
our
to come
family.
Back.
You
awesome.
Betcha. All right. So we got Joshua Harper, the new choral professor, and Lori Bodica with Yavapai College joining us. And again, exciting things happening at the Performing Arts Center, and you guys are just rocking it.
Awesome.
All right. Short break here when we come back. More guests here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and where, Link? KQNA.com.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Are you craving a lodgepole-like cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Pale Apricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty manzanita red ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all 3 of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy 6 of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reprographics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reprographics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our 3 great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. This is one of my favorite ads, so I'm bringing it back. Years ago, I noticed a poster in the break room of our Prescott store. It was titled An Old Cowboy's Advice, and I just had to revisit it. Its advice is timeless, like life is simpler when you plow around the stump, and a bumblebee is considerably faster than a John Deere tractor. Then there's don't corner something that you know is meaner than you. And last but not least, most of the stuff people worry about ain't never going to happen anyway. Good common sense, just like Olson's. Our mission is the healthy feeding of your livestock and pets from a common sense perspective. We think local, we speak local, and we care local, and we only carry the best feed, hay, and pet food. You'll find us in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and on the web at olsonsgrain.com. By the way, in case you're wondering what Olson's common sense saying is, why, good enough just isn't, of course.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Moyers Heating and Cooling, Owls Auto Body, the Prescott Brewing Company, Wallach and Volk, Yavapai Block, Prescott True Value, Country Bank, Home Furnishings Direct, Cable One, Amco, Heritage Memory Mortuary, Barrett Propane, Bucky's and Yavapai Casinos, Catholic Charities, and Grand Canyon Financial. D-backs visit the Milwaukee Brewers Sunday at 10:30, Monday at 11:30, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. My next guest is Rosalie Darby, who's the general manager. It is county fair time almost.
Almost 1 week, a little bit over a week away.
A little bit over a week. When you say September, you think it's time for the fair.
That's right.
And kicking it off, first part of it, it's September the 5th through the 8th.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on over there? Anything exciting and new, different this year, Rosalie? I mean, I love the fair.
Yes, we have actually a ton of new things. The big item is, of course, Ned Ledoux on Saturday night.
Yes, I saw that.
So for the price of admission of $6, you get to go see Ned Ledoux.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Well, I think everybody's listening is going to say that's the night we're going.
Yeah, and if you come down and get your pre-sale, you can actually get it for $5. So super great deal there. We are totally blessed to be able to have somebody that big here. I mean, he's opening right now for Toby Keith on the East Coast.
Wow.
Flying out to do our fair. So we're super excited. We've got a packed arena along with free entertainment for our kids throughout the place. Of course, a carnival, amazing food.
Everybody loves the carnival food.
And actually a packed stage, which for the first time in 5 years, I can actually say we've actually put a pretty good mix of music around for our stage.
So now is the music something different every night, or is it all one day, or how does the entertainment?
Thursday night I have Fifth in the Wheel, which is local. They play at mm-hmm. Sidekicks. They play at Matt's.
Great following.
Right. So they're playing on Thursday night. They're opening on Friday night for our rock artist, from Ash Black. So he's the classic rock. And then on Saturday, they are playing in the afternoon. And then Doo-Wah Riders is opening for Ned Ledoux, which will go on stage at 8:30. And then on Sunday, we have an R&B band at 2 o'clock. So we've hit a little bit of everything in the music thing and looking forward to it. It'll be super exciting.
You also have, I mean, the fair is also about exhibits and people entering their special goods and their creative masterpieces.
Right. So we have a full flower and garden department, which we're super excited. They are actually having a zucchini car race contest on Saturday. So you decorate this zucchini like a car. And if you come to the gate with your car all decorated up, you get in free and you get to go up and have your car judged on Saturday.
So you put wheels on it and everything?
Wheels, and they put flowers and feathers and stuff all over it. They're really cute. And so this year they're not running them. They're just judging them. But we're hoping to get a track next year to get them started up.
How fun is that?
Yeah.
Be creative with your zucchini.
Yeah.
That's another way to, you know, use some of those vegetables that are growing in your garden.
Then we have a full photography department, which, of course, you can do the People's Choice voting. We have tons of education. Our flower department has the live bee colony in the glass, which is so great to look at. Quilts, canning, fine arts, all of those indoor departments, which we're really excited. All of the winners there. We have 5 winners that will be featured in the Prescott Living Magazine after fair, which is kind of neat for us to have this year. So along with the exhibits, of course, we have animals. You can't be a fair without animals.
No.
A complete youth livestock department along with Open. Our youth livestock has their auction Saturday night at 5 o'clock.
Is that open to anybody?
That is open to anybody, and I really encourage people, come down and support these kids. These kids have worked diligently hard on these animals, and they're producing a really great product for you. And so come support them at that livestock auction at 5 o'clock.
So if I come and support them and I bid on their animal, and then do I get to take it home?
You can take it home if you'd like, in any way you would like.
My homeowners association would probably frown on me doing that as much as I would love to.
We have the ability for you to take it home in your homeowners association, and it would be boxed up and packaged very nicely.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay. I can do that. That's all right.
But you can enjoy it for a long time.
But the money goes back to the kids that raise the animal, and that offsets the costs.
And we are one of the only fairs in the entire state. In fact, I think we are the only one that takes the commission from the auction, and we put it back in a sponsorship and scholarship fund.
Oh, that's wonderful. So we roll
it right back into the kids to help them and encourage them to continue with their projects. Along with that, of course, we have our carnival, but this year we've got a pirate parrot show. He's coming with these huge macaws plus other kinds of birds that he performs, which is free to see.
Now, would that be on the stage or?
He has his own ship. He brings a big ship full of birds. So, yes, he's a dry ship. Anyways, so we have him coming. We have a whole STEM agricultural activity, so big, huge games that your kids can play in for free and learn a little bit about agriculture. Plus, one of my favorites that I'm super excited for is our butterfly encounter. You get to walk in there, and butterflies are flying all over the place. They land on you. You get to just spend this time in this tent with butterflies.
Wow.
I got to experience at the Pima County Fair and fell in love with it because, in fact, the people I was with were like, can we leave? And I'm like, I'm happy.
Like, I'm in my happy place.
I'm okay.
Me and butterflies.
I enjoy playing. They just land on these little sticks, and they're super fun. So
then is that new this year? That's new. Amazing.
Of course, we've got a magician and a balloon artist, which is free, along with face painters. We've got a bungee jump wall coming, zombie paintball, walk on water, petting zoo, which is free.
So, so that's a lot of stuff.
It is a lot of stuff.
It's held at the
Rodeo Grounds.
Rodeo Grounds. So how is this placed? I know where the grandstands is. I know they have individual buildings. So are things all spread out through the whole area?
Everything is spread out throughout that whole area up top. The arena's full, which is all the arena events are free as well. We place them around, and we're utilizing every square inch of the grounds that we possibly can.
So then when you have the photography and those displays, those are at where?
They're inside the buildings.
Okay.
So each of the buildings, we also use some of the city buildings, the old Barn A. We use Barn B. We use every piece of property they'll possibly let us put something there. And so
is there, when you arrive, is there a map that tells you where the parrot show is?
Yeah. So when you're at the gate, you'll get a big fold out thing that gives you a schedule, as well as a map that's really, you know, informative of where you can go and find the different activities. So
now, are there some things that are only on certain days? Let's say like Ned Ledoux's only Saturday night.
Right.
But during the day activities, the Pirate Parrot Show. Are there some things that are only during certain days that you'd have to plan around if you really wanted to see that?
Our arena events and then some of the livestock shows. So in our arena on Thursday, we have ranch rodeo, ranch bronc riding, and a working ranch horse competition. Friday is our family fun night. There's nothing better. That's put in together by a lot of board members. It's pretty dear to our heart. That's where your family can come. We call the kids out of the age. You know, we do candy races. We do grease pig races. And if your kid catches a pig and you live in an HOA, you don't have to take the pig. There's actually other prizes they can get.
Okay.
Or they can possibly get a pig. And so it's just a fun time for them to get to participate in the arena and just feel like they're a little bit of a ranch kid at that moment and having fun. Then on Saturday is our NFR bull riding at night, and then for junior bull riding, and during the day this year we have a mounted shooting, which is really neat. And then on Sunday is a gymkhana. Those are the things that are really daily thing. So I would encourage our families to check out our advanced sale tickets. They're for sale right now between now and Wednesday. A family pass for one day. It's two adults and four kids for $16. Wow. And if you want a four-day pass so you can come and go to the different attractions that you want to, it's $35.
I always felt that the fair was always the best deal in town.
Very
affordable to get in for the families. Lots of things to do that are, you know, free to mm-hmm. see. And obviously, we know the carnival, those always are additional costs. And you can, but you can buy... Can you buy early passes or wristbands?
Yeah, the carnival wristbands are for sale between now and Wednesday as well. There, right. We have an office there at the rodeo grounds off Air Street. And those wristbands are $25 up till Wednesday. And then otherwise, they'll be $35 at the carnival.
Right.
So come down and get them. We have a limited supply. So we're open every day from 9 to 6.
And where are you located again?
Right down there by the ticket booth in the parking off of Air Street.
Uh-huh. Now, do you have any of those books that are the fair books still out in the community?
We do. The fair books are still out in the community. Banners are up. Posters are up. Radio ads are out. We're going to have some ads
and you're here.
In the newspaper. And you'll start as you start to see it. The big tents are going up to get the animals. I mean, we started working yesterday getting the fair put together.
Oh, it's amazing. Such a great 4 days. So it opens on Thursday
mm-hmm.
and then closes on Sunday.
Correct.
Exactly. And then... What's your website for anybody that wants to?
YavapaiFair.com.
Easy.
Yeah. Super easy.
So super easy. Get a head start on these things.
Yep.
Get a plan going. Plan for your family to come out to the fair. Again, support the young people in the 4-H with the livestock, and that's
Saturday night at 5:00.
So that's before Ned Leduc.
Before Ned Leduc. So you can come. You can go support the kids.
I'm thinking Saturday's going to be a pretty good day.
It's a pretty big day, yeah. And then run right in, see the Duo Riders, which I have got to see them perform. They're great. And then roll right into Ned Leduc.
Where is the music going to be? Where is the stage for?
The stage is up in the top, on the parking in the top area there. And we've moved the stage back a little bit to get a little more space to accommodate Ned Leduc.
Yeah, I got to come out there just to see how you placed everything. I just know what it looks like once rodeo time. So
it's kind of like a well-oiled machine with a lot of help.
That has to be.
And if all else fails, put some Crisco on it and slide it in. No, just kidding.
Just like getting that pig, you know?
Right.
Okay, Rosalie, one more time. What's the website?
YavapaiFair.com, and it's the fair September 5th through the 8th.
And for the pre-sale tickets for the carnival, they can come to your office or any of pre-sale for even the carnival itself.
Yes, at our office between 9 and 6 daily. And we are open all weekend long.
And that's located where?
Off of Fair Street, there at the ticket office.
Right off of Iron Springs?
Between Gail Gardner and...
And you got to make that sharp left.
Yeah.
Don't miss it. Although you could go to Fair Street and you can come around the other side.
Yeah.
But again, you're new to the area. We've got so many new people. We've been talking it up, letting people know that this is Yavapai County's great, great celebration of our agriculture, celebration of our young people, and just everything that we hold near and dear to home and life.
Correct.
So have a good time. Come out to the fair.
All right. Thank you very much.
Rosalie Darby, general manager and one busy woman right now. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
All right. Short break here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. When we come back, it's Chamber Spotlight on Business. KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQ&A.com.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV,
bringing family and lifestyles together.
Ready for yoga class?
Ugh, I'm dragging today. I just haven't been eating great lately.
You should try a GNC multivitamin.
Aren't those expensive?
No, they're only $9.99. GNC One Daily Multis are scientifically formulated and quality checked. It's why they're the most trusted nutritional supplement brand in the world.
And only $9.99?
Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
With wellness that affordable, I could spend more money on yoga pants.
Stop into GNC or visit gnc.com/multis to get the highest quality wellness essentials like Women's Ultra Mega or Mega Men One Daily Multivitamins for only $9.99.
It sure is hot in Cottonwood in the summer, and nothing is cooler than riding Cottonwood Area Transit.
Bruce, CAT provides friendly, safe, and courteous travel, and that's why riding the CAT is cool during the summertime.
Cottonwood Area Transit can take you where you want to go in Clarkdale, Verde Villages, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Links will give you a cool ride to Sedona.
Don't forget your trips to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
Rudy, that's hot stuff.
And I'm riding the cool CAT. Let's go.
Visit CottonwoodAZ.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
This Labor Day weekend, jam down to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel for the 2019 Reggae Fest. This August 31st, experience Rasta like never before and jam out to nothing but positive vibes starting at 1:30 p.m. This stacked lineup includes local favorite Kill Babylon Coalition, I Conscious, Pato Bonton, and special guest headliner, Hyrie. Tickets are just $25 and on sale now at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel or at cliffcastlecasinohotel.com. Management reserves all rights.
Hi, Kennett Waters with our Monster Monsoon Sale, our only sale of the year.
Truckloads of fresh autumn maple, aspen, and spruce have just arrived, and we need room, so summer plants must go.
Perennials, trees, shrubs, even pottery must go, and it's worth your while with plant sales at 25, 45, even 65% off.
It's Waters' only sale of the year at Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
Where people who love great plants at sale prices, they love to shop.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. Yuma Sector Border Patrol agents working the Highway 78 checkpoint made an unusual drug seizure this weekend.
Assigned to the primary inspection lane alerted to an odor it was trained to detect emitting from a Toyota Corolla. Agents referred the vehicle to the secondary inspection area and searched a cooler containing brightly colored bags disguised as frozen ice pops.
Spokesperson Jose Garibay says there was over 9 pounds of meth worth more than $20,000, but it was one of the more unusual ways to smuggle drugs.
It's really just with regards to how creative they can get with hiding it.
Both the driver and passenger were arrested. It's Election Day in Prescott.
Ballots can be dropped off at the City Clerk's Office on South Cortez Street or the drop box in front of the Yavapai County Administrative Services Building on Fair Street. Voting in person is also taking place at that location, and all ballots must be turned in by 7 tonight. Sign the affidavit envelope with your original handwriting before turning your ballot in. I'm Nick Canuel reporting.
Sunny skies with a 20% chance for an afternoon spot shower today and tomorrow. 10% Thursday and Friday. Cooling after bedtime to a mostly clear 65. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Sunny highs tomorrow through Friday near 92. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, cooling overnight to a mostly clear 70. Heating back up to a sunny 104 tomorrow, 102 Thursday and Friday. A 20 to 30% chance for late afternoon rain today and tomorrow, 10% Thursday and Friday. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town Prescott Valley continues on KQ&A. Oh, yes, there is. Augie's Happy Hour with some tasty reds and whites. Just the thing for those summertime blues. Enjoy the beautiful blue sky on Augie's patio with mountain views that make every meal a sight to behold. Chef Joel will have you jumping for joy all summer long at the one and only Augie's. Call 777-0330. The place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
It sure is hot in Cottonwood in the summer, and nothing is cooler than riding Cottonwood Area Transit.
Bruce, CAT provides friendly, safe, and courteous travel, and that's why riding the CAT is cool during the summertime.
Cottonwood Area Transit can take you where you want to go in Clarkdale, Verde Villages, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Links will give you a cool ride to Sedona.
Don't forget your trips to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
Rudy, that's hot stuff.
And I'm riding the cool CAT. Let's go.
Visit CottonwoodAZ.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Hot.
Want to get your weekend off to a great start? Wake up to Hammer Time every Saturday morning, 7 a.m. on KQ&A, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Hi, I'm Sandy from Yavapai County Contractors Association with a great opportunity to learn construction tips and hear important information from local professionals. Don't start your morning without us, Yavapai County Contractors Association.
This Labor Day weekend, jam down to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel for the 2019 Reggae Fest. This August 31st, experience Rasta like never before and jam out to nothing but positive vibes starting at 1:30 p.m. This stacked lineup includes local favorite Kill Babylon Coalition, I Conscious, Pato Bonton, and special guest headliner, Hyrie. Tickets are just $25 and on sale now at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel or at cliffcastlecasinohotel.com. Management reserves all rights.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And it's Chamber Spotlight on Business. Joining me first is Nolene Everett. She's the manager, Hometown Cruise and Tour Center. How you doing, Nolene? Okay, let's get this out on the table because you and I were talking about this during the break.
Right.
Is people, you know, with the internet now, I asked you, are people still utilizing the services and working with an agency and planning vacations and trips and travel? And you said yes.
Yes, they are.
They are.
We have probably 80% of ours is repeat business or word of mouth.
And
the ones that aren't doing it just don't realize that there's no charge to use our experience.
Your service.
Yeah.
Right.
I've been an agent for 25 years, so I've been all over the world, and I can tell you the do's and the don'ts, which are just as important.
Right. And how to keep you from venturing into uncharted waters or maybe someplace that probably is not a good idea. You would tell somebody not to go to Versailles in the middle of August when it's 110 degrees outside.
That's correct.
You would have warned me about that.
That's why you didn't come to me.
Me
so I
and 10,000 of my very best friends on the hottest day were at Versailles. But anyway, that's beside the point. But people don't realize that there is no charge to work with a travel agent in planning your trip.
We take all the responsibility from start to finish, and we're good at it.
You know, and yes, and people think, well, I can do it. Make your list of what you want and go talk to Nolene.
Exactly.
And then she can get those reservations in and work you through some of that myriad of details that sometimes can, you know, your passport, and do you need this, and what, you know, what customs
check
is
everything.
Be like.
Check everything. Make sure you're good to go. You're not going to be stopped at the airport. You're not going to be, you know, I just did Russian visas for people that are going to be on a tour. But yet they're going to go off on their own, and you have to have a Russian visa to do that.
Wow.
So, and those are difficult to get. So I take care of all that, and I'm doing an India one right now, so.
So you book travel, cruises, train travel, any type of travel, no matter where anybody's going.
Exactly. All over the world, anywhere.
Soup to nuts.
Unless it's dangerous. Now, if the government says they can't protect you, I'm not going to send you there.
Right.
You
know, you don't
which they used
anyway.
To do Turkey and we, you know, I mean, that kind of stuff, but all that's opening back up. Egypt, it's opening back up and people love it. Absolutely love it.
Yeah. So there's plenty of you guys listening out there that have bucket list places you'd like to see.
Yep. We checked
but
that
don't
off.
Know where to begin to plan and come see you. Where are you located?
We are right on the corner of Sheldon and Pleasant. Our little cute little house there has been there for 24 years. I've been there for 10, and I've owned it for a year and a half. And we've got a great group. We've got Pam and Faye and Vicky, and they're all just super friendly. And we get excited. It's like we're going to go on the trip with you. I mean, it's, you know. But, yeah.
And your job is vacation.
It is.
You know, researching all these great places. Where's the most popular destination right now people are traveling to?
Without a doubt, Alaska.
Okay.
Yeah, it's so different than everywhere else. Mm-hmm. Plus, there's a short window. Second week in May to the third week in September is all you can do because it's too cold to go. Most of those people move out of there at the other times also. But you can do land tours on it, cruises. Mm-hmm. It's fabulous. I've been 3 times. And
I want to see the Northern Lights.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can you book me a trip for the Northern Lights?
Absolutely. I do it all the time.
That's my bucket list. Yeah, I mean, I want to see a lot of things, but I can't think anything that would be more glorious than seeing the Northern Lights.
People say it's breathtaking. They said you just can't believe it. And that, and the other one is Africa.
Right.
Do a photography safari.
Mm-hmm.
People say it's a trip of a lifetime, that you just can't imagine anything better, you know.
Right. So. Well, you know, I'm sitting here, and of course I'm probably one of those that likes to go on the computer and just play around. I think I'm going to go do this and that. And you've just sold me.
Good.
Utilizing services that are, because you're paid through the travel places that
the tour companies, the cruise companies, they pay us.
Right.
So we don't get paid from you. Mm-hmm. I mean, we do, you know, a roundabout kind of thing.
You
but
bring
you don't
a box of donuts or
yeah,
something.
There you go. Hey, that's a great idea.
or a treat. Yeah. Do you have a website?
We do. It's www.hometowntravel.com. And hometown has an E on the end of it.
Right.
Not real sure whose bright idea that was, but it's the English version. And it has an E on the end of it. And if I had a dollar for every time I'd said that, I would own an island somewhere in the Caribbean.
Can you book trips to the Caribbean now, too?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Not in the summer, not during hurricane season.
Okay, so there's windows.
You know,
there's
windows,
too.
Yep. But for Christmas, oh, it's glorious. I've done it.
I believe in having Christmas away, too.
Yep. A lot of people want to do that, have it away.
You know, and, especially those when your families are grown and they're gone, and it's like, let's plan a nice, because a lot of times travel is easier during that time because people are doing more with their families.
Right.
And so you might not have the congestion or crowds that you might at any other time of year.
Unless you go to the big amusement parks. Those are always crowded at the holidays.
Right.
But the Caribbean's wonderful. It's 80 degrees during the day and just absolutely lovely.
Well, let's give everybody your phone number, Nolene, so they can call you up.
All right. It's 928-776-7188. And we're there Monday through Friday from 9 to 4 and with appointments on Saturday.
Great. Well, it sounds like you guys planning your next vacation. Give Nolene a call over there at Hometown Cruise
and Tour
Center.
We'll take good care of you.
I guarantee that. I'm going to come see you for my next trip. And I want to go to the Northern Lights. I think I'm going to do that sooner than later. I can talk about it all the time. Right, Ken?
Absolutely.
We can talk about it all the time, and you say you just got to do it.
Northern Lights, they're spectacular.
I see you joining me in nodding yes. Have you seen them?
I have. I've been fortunate enough.
Where did you see them?
From Alaska.
From Alaska. Okay, I've got Principal Kenter talking to us from Pace Academy, who is now my new best friend because he's seen the Northern Lights. Oh, my gosh. Okay, let's talk about Pace Academy. You been there?
I have.
Pasco Valley.
Yes, this is my third school year starting off.
How long has the school been there?
The school has been in existence for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been in the current building in our community for a little over, 3 years now, 4 years.
Right, right. So. Yeah, I remember we had a business after hours mixer there once. It's been a couple, 3 years ago.
It's been a lot of different things over the years. It's, it's fun learning the history.
Oh, right, right. But actually, it was hosted by Pace, and we got to go through and tour it. It was early in the early years of the school.
Yes.
So tell us about the school's philosophy.
Well, Pace is a true blended learning environment. We do computerized learning. Instead of buying textbooks, we use a software delivery system. But we do use teachers. All my teachers are highly qualified and certified through the state. And a lot of schools don't necessarily have that in the charter school world.
Mm-hmm.
We do. So my students do their coursework with a teacher, but then we have a college-style computer lab set up. So every day when students come into my school, we provide them with Chromebooks. They check out the same book. And the kids really enjoy that because they build their own little playlist of music for Spotify and Pandora.
Uh-huh.
I always liked music when I studied.
Mm-hmm.
So the neat thing is these kids, as long as their grades are being kept up, they get to participate and listen to music. But not in the classroom with the teachers. So,
oh, okay.
You know, we always tell them everything's radio edited. We don't want any explicit lyrics that are get you too fired up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's kind of fun. You know, I like country, but none of them seem to like country.
No, huh?
No.
They just haven't got the message yet.
No, not yet.
Well, so, how many students are in the school?
You know, we cap our school at 150 students.
Mm-hmm.
And we usually run with 120 plus kids.
Right.
My class sizes are 15 to 1.
Wow.
You know, a lot of the big district schools are in the 30, 40 plus range.
Mm-hmm.
With one teacher in 50 minutes, they just can't get the job done.
Uh-huh.
I just was never a fan of that, and I saw too many young people fall through the cracks. So my teachers, we do very, something super different. 15-to-1, my students get that attention from the teachers, but all of my teachers have tablets. And we do immediate feedback to our student on any assignment, quiz, test. And like if a young person doesn't do well on one of our students on a test, they get a message from the teacher on the tablet right away. And it says, look, I want you to retake this unit test. But before you do, let's sit and talk and go over what you might have missed.
Right.
And then they redo it.
Uh-huh.
And that's the kids, especially in math. They come to me all the time going, I get it now. I didn't get it at my last school. Now I'm getting it. It makes sense.
Right. What is the grade levels in this, in PACE?
We're a high school. We do 9 through 12.
All right.
And we do have some super seniors that need help. They weren't successful. And maybe they dug a bit of a hole and they come to us, you know, as a junior or senior with like freshman credits. And they just don't see any hope and, you know, a GED isn't going to work to get in the military.
Right.
Or to get a lot of jobs. They need a high school diploma. So they come to us and we work out individualized learning plans to help get them back on track where they need to be so they can graduate.
So do you have the traditional school year? You follow the same calendar as most of the other schools?
We do. We do a modified school year where we go to school August through the end of June. And we run our summer school program. We do that for the month of June. And usually we like to wrap up. We wrap up in May, but we like to take our seniors on our Disney grad night trip. And we've done that for 2 years in a row now. And all the kids, it's like the big talk of the town. You go to Disney? How cool is you? And, yeah, Disney actually does close down their California Adventure only to chaperones and graduating juniors and seniors for the evening. And the kids get to be there from, like, 10 o'clock at night until 2 in the morning when they wrap it up with a laser light video show.
Oh, wow. What an opportunity.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Now, is enrollment open year-round?
We do. We actually, we try to cap, like, certain grade levels. And a lot of charter schools are always very top-heavy with seniors.
Right.
Because of what we're doing with kind of having an outdoor niche for our kids, with trout in the classroom where we get eggs in, and we raise them into fish. And it was actually the second year in a row that we've been named the number one school in central and northern Arizona, where most schools have a 10% survival rate. We're over 90%.
Wow.
And it's 100% driven. All our tanks and our fish are tended to by our students. So that's pretty impressive.
Wow. That sounds like fun.
It's pretty
cool. Had that in school.
And you can actually watch our fish streaming when we get them on our school website.
Oh, well, I'm going to have to check that out. Yeah. What is the website for the school?
It's www.paceacademy.com. And we actually had over 3,400 people following our fish from eggs to hatch right up until the end. And God forbid a fish passes away on a weekend. I get multiple emails that let me know, hey, Mr. T, you've got a dead fish in your tank. Are you going to? And they really do expect me to drive to school Sunday morning and get that dead fish out of there. It doesn't belong.
Yeah, I would. It's in my feed. I don't want to see this. No.
No. Okay. It's their happy place watching their tank.
Absolutely. And where are you located?
We're at 6711 East 2nd Street. And we share the same shopping center with the where Stepping Stones was up until recently.
Right. Anytime Fitness is over there.
Anytime Fitness, and it's the $6 stores.
Now.
They're our new neighbor.
And I believe the coffee shop is still back there, though.
The coffee shop's still there. My teachers couldn't function without it.
Oh, there you go. Good thing. You won't let them move.
No, Dutch is a little too far.
Step one coffee house.
So.
Okay. Again, website.
Our website is www.paceacademy.com, and you can reach me at 928-775-9675, and I'm still doing some personal interviews and tours of our school for people that are looking to enroll.
There you go. Ken Turner, Principal, Pace Academy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Nolene Everett, Manager, Hometown Cruise and Tour Center. We're going to see the Northern Lights. Okay, short break here. When we come back, it's time to say goodbye on this beautiful Tuesday. I'm going to go out and check and see if it's raining. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. Hi, I'm Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. Cold weather will be here before you know it. Now is the time to save money this winter with our pre-buy program. You can purchase all or part of the propane you think you'll use between October and March at a guaranteed low rate. If you don't use it all, we'll credit your account. This deal is only good while supplies last, so order today. Go to BarrettPropane.com or call us at 636-1600. That's 636-1600. And don't forget, we're the local guys. When you buy here, your money stays here. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reprographics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reprographics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
Don't miss the final home series versus the NL West rival Dodgers, Thursday, August 29th through Sunday, September 1st. Get tickets online at dbacks.com. Beat LA. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos. Celebrate the Mexican Pacific League on Saturday, August 31st, when the D-backs take on the Dodgers, and enjoy a free post-game concert featuring La Prisa. Visit dbacks.com. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And thank you for joining us today on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Supervisor Dan Streeter, Superintendent Dan Streeter, Humboldt Unified School District will be back with you next Tuesday. So meanwhile, stay safe out there and have a great and safe Labor Day. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reprographics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.